Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live Yahweh's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's radio, Yahweh's ministry. I be your host, thy name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 61. And we're going to go and signify our elders and tell y'all about the broadcast. And those that's on the international side of. Right now, we've been blocked off from peeping exactly where how many countries in and not getting the flash count of how many rooms. So we just about past that. But one thing we do know, the foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. And we're going to find our elder and bring it in for another episode. And that's what it's all about. And you want to keep one thing in your mind. One thing, you got to always watch your health, things in your mind. Always remember one thing. Eat plenty of green food. Take two garlics. Take a lot of clean water. A lot of clean water and eat a lot of corn. And special prayer goes out to our lead teacher out of Camp 1. Do one thing, drink a lot of clean water, take a cup of garlic daily, and eat a lot of green food, and stay away from stress. Nobody bring on you stress. Remember one thing, you get comfort in the stressors, and stress is something you don't want to have in your life, so keep that in your mind. Like we read in Ezekiel 14:14, you only can deliver yourself, so keep your mind focused on one thing, keeping yourself on the right track and a speedy recovery form. Our senior teacher, lead teacher, Brother Yahweh. And one thing about it, keep your mind on Yahweh, keep that stress down, and keep all that green food in with the two garlics every day and pull out that stepper and get on that thing and push that blood up and down on that stepper, and make sure you know you have a speedy recovery and thus says Yahweh. All right, pulling for you there, our elder. So Yahweh be with you all in the room, part number 61. And let's see, can we find our elder, Mr. Tibbs, to bring him in and tell you all about this broadcast. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Kears, Yahuwah Beach S.C. Ray.
And Yahuwah bless you this year as well, as Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Mr. Kears. Well, one thing about it, you know the podcast have been lit and curtain have went up, and there's no need of giving the count on because WCC made it plain, rest down on that. You'll be temporarily not shown who in the room and what's going on because you won't cross the line. Bosses of the Church White have crossed the line. So, and they're not going to help you cross the line. So, whatever you got to tell this national audience, you're on the clock there, Mr. Kiff, take your time and let the national audience know exactly who brings this broadcast. And you're on the clock, come on.
First of all, Yahuwah bless you once again, C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Like you say, at this point, we have no clue of how many people are here because that part has been blocked off. But eventually, it will be turned back on to let us know that there are many out there that come to hear the words of Yahuwah. And that brings me to a point. The words of Yahuwah can do many things for you. Believe in the Yahuwah. You know, we talk about that, that we have to be aware of by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. I say this quite often. We're given the knowledge to know that there's a lot of camouflaging of evil teachings and a lot of bump the gum, sometimes even turning the Bible scriptures back to you as verbal weapons against you. You know, the mind can do a fabulous thing to the body. So much worry, that mind can actually cause that body to have tumors, constipations, all kinds of problems that you can have from worry in the mind. I used to be told something similar to that by my elders when I was a kid. You know, you have to make sure nothing too much pulls you off track and keeps you angered or emotional. You can make yourself sick. I didn't believe that until I actually got older. That's why I say, the words of Yahuwah can do many things. You have too many people out there that tell you to look my way. I know the true word of Yahuwah. I hear that almost two or three times a week, even talk to my elders about what I hear. I know this, I know that. The word of the Bible is weak, and you have better scriptures written in stones and on the pyramids. Well, Yahuwah hates these things. He said that in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. Six things doeth the Yahuwah hate, yea, even seven are abomination unto him. You'll find that in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. 17 says, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind that devilish wicked imagination, and feet to be swift into running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he soweth discord among brothers or sisters. Well, we don't want to do these things because Yahuwah has already said he's going to get you. You know what it told us in the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse number 3. It says, and every spirit that confess not that Yahuwah the Son has come in the flesh is not of Yahuwah. This is the spirit of the anti-Yahuwah. Wherefore you have heard it should come, even now already is in the world. And you know it's here already. Look at the different sicknesses that we had. In the past 30 years, I could name almost 35 different viruses that we even had. In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 4 and 5. For it says, and Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, take heed that no man or woman deceive you. 5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahuwah the Son, and shall deceive many. So this is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, trickery, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending Yahuwah's live broadcast, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, as we mentioned many times, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek and have to look no further because now you found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or high day. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current times is starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the members desire to leave. We're also using a website address. Just enter on any search line, www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just under Big Iron, you'll see choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also written in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, for building a school, which I can see almost every moment is definitely needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, out there, we have a calendar. Don't forget to check that calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar will be explained in biblical detail. What the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end, so you will know what they are and when they come. We also have a live program. It's a feature of find that's only available during live broadcast time. Just type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. When you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have a couple of email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribe. That spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you might have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, another note, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the entire recorded show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words to get there, Yahuwah Radio Live. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. At that point, you can choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day you see that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on Peltop. Listed under ethnic group, African American, look for Voices of the True Israelites. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online, you have to answer any of the discussed topics that was on the table will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shigon. And you'll find if Bar Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, Yahuwah does not make confusion. He makes understanding. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace in his all covenant of churches of the saints. But when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, you're going to miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. So that that does not happen, let's keep our Bibles open. Let's have big ears to hear what is coming next. I'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, brother. Hello, Mr. Kibbs. That's the one you're part. So we're going to go, remember the curtain. The fox cat had been lit and the curtain had went up. And like we said, we just know one thing. We on point to take care of this man's business, because if he always going to give you something to say in that very same hour, that means that you're on point. And like we did say, number one thing, stress is one of the biggest problems that especially the children of Israel can run into. And that's why we have to always be careful if who we let get close to us. Because when you got a calling on you, the last thing a person with calling on them needs to be in any situation where you're going back and forth and then turning Yahuwah's word into a table, because you put it to the side like you leave a cup on top of the table. And number one thing, keep your immune system at its highest by always, especially when you get yourself feeling a little weary, always get you two garlics, eat green food. Plenty of green food, spring water, and stay away from anything that will distract you from doing Yahuwah's word, especially the close relationships, and that sometimes be your kids or whatever. But when it comes down to Yahuwah's business, you got to make sure you stay focused in it, because Satan always going to work you wherever you're closer to, that's what you're going to work to. But remember one thing, keep plenty of green food in you, milk corn, take two garlics, and remember, pull out that stepper and shake that blood up and keep that blood up, because the older we get, the more we keep our foot flat on the ground, and that blood has to be shaken up. So that's why you have to, in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9, it says two is better than one, because one will see one leaning and they'll reach and grab you and say, hey. So make sure you just don't do things to forget these common practices. And like I said again, and Brother Jack Dye, speedy recovery to you. Get on that treadmill with some garlic and no stressful, sit back and stay in that word for that comfort. And one thing about it, Yahuwah will give you a speed of recovery. But things that you cannot fix, don't even try. Just make sure one thing, you know one thing. I got to keep me right. And if I can keep me right, I can help others that need to be helped. All right, good enough. So speed of recovery there. Hail to teach you. Believe, teach you. Brother Yagda, speed of recovery is in the mix, there's no doubt about it. All right, so we're going to go back and open up the lines because the curtains is going up, so we're going to see who's all on stage for the nice episode number 61. And then we'll get something going on tape number 61, unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. Because one thing about this ministry is a load. Because we're breaking down things that is right before your eyes, and it offends especially, Christianity, the church. But we're going to show soundly that these days is prophesied to be. So one thing about it, it's prophesied to be these days, and they on the clock now. So we just see which way to go from there. Okay, enough said on that. We're going to find Brother Mackay and bring him in, one of the teachers of Camp 1, up-and-coming teacher out of Camp 1. We're going to bring him in, and we'll see him vlog and get on the panel, on the stage. As I see the curtain going up, the curtain is going all the way up. And now, once the curtain goes up and you on the stage, that means they'll be looking all eyes at you. And that's a game changer right there. The fox tail inlet, hair went up, and now to see what you're made of. Brother Mackay Israel, one of the teachers out of Camp 1. That's why I beat you, S.A. Right.
Yahuwah bless you, still the family of Israel, yeah. Still C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. All right. Around Camp 4 in Detroit, Michigan. The curtain hair went up. You're on stage. Yahuwah be with you there, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer of Israel, C. Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Mother. Mother E. One of the mothers out of Camp 1. Mother E. Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Daddy, Mother E. Mother E. Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahuwah bless you, see you, Ray.
Yahuwah bless you, see you, Israel. See Roy. Excuse me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. And last but not least, right now, Sister D.T. Israel. Tribe of Yahdah Judah, Sister D.T. Israel. Yahuwah be you there, Sister D.T. Israel.
Absolutely. And Yahuwah bless you, T. Bless you, Seer. Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah. Glad to be here.
Hallelujah. All right. Take a look at something that we can get something going on. And remember one thing, clearly we got a lot of, matter of fact, all types of nations is on the radio listening to this broadcast. But right now, we're not able to tell you where they're at. But we know they're there. But these new computers they got, you know, you can basically just, I was talking to a brother. He said, look, out of Germany, he said, listen, I don't understand English good, but what, when you talk back to me in Germany, it come back in my language.
So, all yeah, right now.
He said, that's the way the computers are set up. You can, whatever yeah, language you want to speak back to, you can have your computer speak back. And see, that same thing happened, you know, based on Day of Pentecost, too. You know, one language going out, but some fiery tongues was interpreting the language that they were speaking. So it's nothing new. It's just now, you know, this is nothing really new, but that's the way it is right now. So, Brother Mackay, let's take a look at something, and we're going to see, we're going to speak, and we might speak a little bit on something shortly. Right now, Brother Mackay, turn to Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Let's see what that says.
Book of Matthew.
Chapter 10, 19 and 20. What
that
say,
Brother Mackay? The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Verse 20. For it is not you that speak, but the yeah, spirit of your, the spirit of your father, which speaketh in you.
Mm-hmm. So that be your father speaking through you. And but let's one just for a minute, Mother E, what do that mean by be your father speaking unto you? In St. John chapter 6, verse 44 and 45. Okay, what that supposed to mean? I mean, it be your father speaking to you. And St. Mm-hmm. John chapter 6, there, Mother, what it says in verse number 44 and 45?
Okay.
Look at St. John, chapter 6, verse 44 to verse 45. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 45. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all Yahweh, every man, therefore, that have heard and have learned of the Father promised unto me.
Mm-hmm. So the father waits on his son to give the wink, and the son waits on the messenger spirit to say, "Did you go out and did I tell you this?" Then all of a sudden, he'll find the seer, and the seer will have the information to what to look for. That's the protocol after he left the face of the earth. Brother Micaiah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what that say.
Okay. Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Mm-hmm. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And for a lot of the northern kingdoms that formed the international line, we don't see, can we have that Luke 12:12 spoken back to them in the northern kingdom language that they learned from the Spaniards called Spanish. Let's see if we have that Luke 12:12 brought back up by Sister D.K. Israel. Let's see, can you entertain those that have got the Spanish language, which come from the Spaniards, but we're going to see, can we speak into their language? But the original language was Semitic, Hebrew, but now it is Spanish from the Spaniards. So, D.T. Thomas, can you look at that Luke 12:12 and say that in Spanish and let the Spanish listeners know that we're thinking about them? Luke chapter 12:12 in Spanish there. You're on the clock.
All right.
Come out.
Hallelujah. 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 And if we were saying that in Spanish, we would say praise. E. H. W. H. Listen clear. Praise. E. H. W. H. And if we were reading from the book of Luke 12:12, we would read Lucas, Tulo, Doce, Verse, Doce. That's Luke chapter 12, verse 12. And it reads, Porque el Espíritu Santo os enseñará en la misma hora lo que será necesario decir.
Hallelujah, well, whatever that sounds good to me.
Hallelujah, I did the best I could.
All right, hallelujah.
Thank you,
sir. Right.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
We'll practice that some more, and one thing we know, we practice and pray some more and more, and we'll just put it into common broadcast, period, and the more you work on it, the more better it'll sound. And next thing you know, those that speak the Spanish language will get in and help throw down a little bit of it too, because it's all about one thing about it, bring 12 back to one, and we're gonna do exactly bring 12 back to one, but they gotta understand the order of things, and it's 12 back to one.
That's right.
Know some things that happen. Matter of fact, that's a pretty good start. Let's find out some things that they can tell you. And I'm going to find out a few things on the way to find a few things. Go find out one thing that there's a whole lot of things out there. Matter of fact, let's open up Brother McCarty. Let's look at 2 Ezra chapter 2. Look at 2 Ezra chapter 2, particularly verse 1. So the things going to have to happen. 2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 1. Then skip down to verse 15, 16, 24. 24 down to 28. Well, I'll tell you what, make it just 24 to 31. That sounds pretty good. 2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 1, 15, 16, 24 to 31. That's good enough. That Brother Micaiah, one of the up-and-coming teachers out of Camp 1, you and the clock come up.
Okay, the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 15 through 16. Verse 24 down to 31. Verse 1 reads, thus says Yahuwah, I bought this people out of bondage, and I gave them my Torah instruction by my servant, the seer, whom they would not hear, but despise my counsel. Brace your children, and bring them up with gladness. Make their feet as fast as a pillar. For I have chosen you, saith Yahuwah. Verse 16, and those that be dead will I raise up again from their place and bring them out of the grave. For I have known my name in Israel. Verse 24, abide still, O my people, and take your rest, for your quietness shall come. Verse 25.
Well, hold that point there, Brother Micaiah. Back up and what he said again in verse number 15, he says something in verse 16. Mother, can you give me the book of Baruch? Chapter 4, wait a little bit. Have Baruch chapter 4, verse 1 there. Mother, and had that waiting on him. So he said something. He just said something to Ezra. What are you going to do in verse 15 and 16? What did he say he's going to do again, Brother Micaiah?
Okay, the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 2, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15 reads, mother, embrace your children and bring them up with gladness. Make their feet as fast as a pillar. Chosen you, said Yahuwah. Verse 16, and those that be dead will I raise up again from their place and bring them out of the grave. For I have known my name in Israel.
All that point, that's real. So it's a great responsibility for mothers. It is a great responsibility that will told by the ministering spirit, make sure you clear mothers. You got a great responsibility in putting these youth in the best way they can succeed. And that's something we got to really bite down on. And Sister D.T. Israel, let's read a little bit of that. Because see, one thing about it, Yahuwah said, you listen, the reason I haven't intervened, because first of all, order is not in place. Once order in place, and Jesse was told to him, listen, tell the mothers that the children that is gray mind, raise them children upright. I mean, focus in on, that's why it's so important on the school to come, because we got to get the children and put our personal self at a standstill. So in the book of Titus there, with the DT channel, we're going to take a look at something now. So Sticky Israel. And if I can find it in Titus chapter 2, we're going to see, because Paul pulled that verse. Yes, he did. He pulled that same verse in 2 Timothy.
Titus or Timothy? Okay.
Well, maybe it's going to be Titus. We're going to see, because now we're seeing where Paul pulling that verse from. And then we're going to take a look at some Paul real good. Let's see what he got written that we can read in Titus 2. And we'll pick up verse number 1. And we'll read straight on down to verse 8. Titus chapter 2, 1 through 8. Flip the
All
D,
right.
T, in here. You on the clock, come out.
All right. Hallelujah. Aqua. Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Verse 2. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Verse 3. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to too much wine, teachers of good things. Hallelujah. Wow. Verse 4. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Verse 5, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Yahuwah be not blasphemed. Verse 6, young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded. Verse 7, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. Verse 8, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Read verse 3 again.
Verse 3. 2:3. And the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, righteousness, not false accusers, not given too much wine, teachers of good things.
Mm-hmm. So he says the aged woman is supposed to be a teacher of good things. California, George, Michigan, let's see if we preach up that, what that means by they have to teach good things. That means you have to, the aged women, supposed to teach the sons and the daughters good things.
Yes.
That was just a dream. Now, we want to precept that to the 31st chapter there, Count Border Toward Michigan. Find what that means by the aged mother supposed to teach the children good things. Find what that means that we can read. Let's go to Proverbs 31, and let's see exactly what you're talking about when you precept your Bible. 31, and we'll look right down to verse number 26. What does it say? County 4, Detroit, Michigan. 31:26 of Proverbs. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. What it says in Proverbs 31, and we'll pick it up at verse 26, down to 30. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan, 26, down to 30. You're on the clock, come on.
Proverbs 26, what verses?
Pick it up at verse number, Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31. And pick it up at verse number 26 to 30. Proverbs 31, 26 to 30. Camp 4, Detroit. Come on.
Proverbs 31, 26 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the Torah instructions of kindness. Verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of the household, and eateth not the bread of idleness.
Yes.
Verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed. her husband also, and he praises her. Verse 29, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Verse 30, favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that fear of Yahweh, she shall be praised.
So a woman that fears Yahweh, she going to be praised. And ever that's up, so when a woman fears Yahweh, that is the key to fear Yahweh, and you will be praised. And we read over there in the book of Titus, the aged woman spoke to teach good things. And one of them good things that you taught over there in Romans chapter 7, verse number 6. So the aged woman told to teach the son and the daughters good things. And we find out that some good things must be taught the great lesson out of the Torah instruction, which is verse 5 books. So there you go. So a lot of times you can find out what you're working with because of how they carry themselves in the orders that's written in this book. So you both teach the sons and daughters good things. And the good things got to come out of the Torah instruction according to 31, verse number 26. And the good thing, then we precept that to Romans, Detroit. And what it says that we can read in Romans chapter 7, verse 12, on this good thing.
Romans 7, verse 12. Wherefore, the Torah instructions is righteous.
Yes.
And the Torah instructions are righteous, just, and good.
Oh, so the first thing, so now when we stand before or getting the school prepared, and when we got young women coming in, it's going to be coming in, and we're going to all be two in each room. So what would you tell Detroit? What would you tell a young woman that's coming in to the school to grow her mind? Exactly what we just got through talking. Let's see what would you tell them, the things they need to know right the gate. And according to 7 verse 12 of Romans. So see, can you break that down by being a student, by your student listening to a teacher, break that down. So break that down. Remember, the fox tail went up, and the curtain hair went up, and the fox tail been lit. So we on stage now. That means we rehearsing the righteous act for the young ones to come. So now you got a young lady in your class. And you will have that verse read. Now break that verse down. Romans 7, verse 12.
The Torah instruction is your guidebook. Use it daily.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you tell the young lady, use your Torah instruction daily. We'll leave that right there and go back to Brother McKay. All right, so it was a whole lot more to that because one thing about it, once we shape these young minds to understand one thing, the things that they have been into today is contrary to the Bible, and we have to show them exactly how to avoid punishment in relationships in their own mind. By when they come to the school, that it will be. All Yahweh saying one thing, be ready, but be prepared to teach them where they at, meet them where they at, and show them soundly. This is the goal you must have on your mind. So back to Brother McKay. Now come on back, Brother McKay. We're coming back
okay,
to
Second
yes,
Ezra.
Sir. What was that for? So I know we got
chapter
verse 15 and 16. Yes, sir. Pick it back up and get in some more.
Okay, the book of Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, fear not, you mother of the children.
Well, hold that point. Hold on. Back up to verse 15 and 16 again, because I want to bring mother in that book of Baruch and make sure we clear what's going on. So bring, come back with that verse 15 and 16 again.
Okay. The book of Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15 reads, mother, embrace your children and bring them up with gladness. Make their feet as fast as a pillar, for I have chosen you, saith Yahuwah. Verse 16, and those that be dead will I raise up again from their places and bring them out of the grave, for I have known my name in Israel.
Good. Now you said those that was dead. He said, I'm on because I recognize my name. Now, Mother E, let's run to the book of Baruch, chapter 4, and pick it verse 1. And let's see exactly what's the rules and regulations on that. We're going to look at Baruch, chapter 4, and we're going to look at 1 down to verse number 8. Let's see what we can get out of that. 1 through 8. Let's see what we can get out of that. Baruch chapter 4, 1 through 8. Let's see if we can get out of that, Mother E.
Book of Baruch chapter 4, verses 1 to 8. Verse 1 reads, this is the book of the Torah instruction, first 5 books of Moses, of Yahuwah, and the Torah instruction that endures forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Verse 2, turn thee, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that thou mayest be illuminated. Verse 3, give not thine honor to another, nor the things that are profitable unto thee to a strange nation. Verse 4, O Israel, happy are we for things that are pleasing to Yahweh are made known unto us. Verse 5, be of good cheer, my people. Be of good cheer, my people. The memorial of Israel. Verse 6, they were sold to the nation, not for you. Not for your destruction, but because you moved Yahweh to wrath. You were delivered unto the enemy. Verse 7. For you provoked him that made you by sacrificing unto devils and not to Yahweh. Verse 8. You have forgotten the everlasting Yahweh that brought you up, and you have given your God Judah that nourished you.
Hold that part, Mother. Now, you read some profound statement in verse 7 and 8, and I want to go back over that again. And verse 7 and 8. Now you on you gonna stumble up on something in verse 7 and 8 that we need to kind of touch on, you know, with then you break it down exactly what you get ready to read in 7 and 8. What it says again in Baruch chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, Mother E.
Baruch chapter 4, for you provoke him that made you by sacrificing unto devil and not to Yahweh. Verse 8, you have forgotten the everlasting Yahweh that brought you up, and you have grieved Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, that nourished you.
So now, Mother, now, you know, once we in order, the next steps will be made. And now, when you in a classroom setting, one of the teachers said that, and you got young students in the room, and you monitoring one of the rooms, what do you want to hear of the breakdown in 7 and verse 8? So you're going to be pulling for whoever teaching to put some time in breaking that down, verse 7 and 8. So so break that verse down, 7 and 8, for the young minds to clearly hear what it says in verse 7 and 8. So break that down, that Mother E, verse 7 and verse 8. Expound on it.
Verse 7, it says that you have provoked Yahweh that made you by sacrificing to devil. Sacrificing unto devil. You don't sacrifice to Yahweh, you sacrifice unto devil. And not to Yahweh. You have forgotten the everlasting Yahweh that brought you up, and you have grieved Yahweh Judah that nourished you. So, other words, this is said that you don't forget about Yahweh that brought you up, and you turned away from Yahweh, and you don't grieve Yahweh Judah that nourished you.
That's big talk. I mean, that's big talk. So that's what
the is the lead try. So you have to follow. You cannot do that. That's what it's saying.
Okay. See, and that's exactly right. You see, and so we have to get in position to when we be in these rooms to come, we have to make sure we're clear that we have to make sure the teacher, when they read whatever they read to the young mind, understand something. He said, you all forgot some things, and by you being a forgetful, then you open the door for it. But man, he don't like that. So that's very interesting. That's very interesting. So we see Mother D up Israel. She came on stage. So we're going to see, can we go pull her up and bring Mother D up Israel, and because one thing about it, we exhibiting to get prepared to, you know, we gonna make the sacrifice for ourselves, because we have to help others, because very important on things, we have to put ourselves to the side, because if you keep looking at these youth, especially when you have to use any kind of transportation, by the time you get to, if you catch it in the rush hour with the young teenagers on it, or when they're going to, by the time you get off them and hearing them talk, then you fall against the fence somewhere. And then you get to hearing the way they talk on the buses and whatever, and boy, and the subways or whatever, by the time you get to hearing they talk, you just fall against the wall and let me catch my breath behind when I just got through here. And that's what the situation is, because right then we see that the mothers was not in the proper position to raise them up and teach them good stuff. Good stuff. And we found out what you teach them good is the Torah instruction. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D.F. Israel, she's on stage. So you on stage, Mother D.F. Israel.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So we found out that we heard a lot of good stuff that we did, because we have to focus in on helping the youth, because, you know, a lot of grandbabies, a lot of daughters, sons everywhere, school on this way. So we got to be able to elevate their brain. But what Mother read earlier, Mother E read, that you provoke Yahuwah to anger by messing around with the devil. That's what he just said. Now, I want to precept that, but I'm going to come back, Mother G.F. Israel. I'm coming back to this Baruch chapter 4:22-29. But I want to come back and peep at something over here in 1 Corinthians. I want to look at something in 1 Corinthians, because he's saying you have to make sure you teach them good things. And they got to be clear about 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20 down to verse 23. They have to be clear that they know about this. And whoever in the classroom teaching have to be able to bring this out. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 20 down to verse 23. What did it say there, Mother D.F. Israel? Come on.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20 to 23. Verse 20 reads, "But I say that the things with the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devil and not to Yahuwah. And I would not that you should have fellowship with the devil." 21. "You cannot drink the cup of Yahuwah and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of Yahuwah's table and of the table of devils." 22. Do we provoke Yahuwah to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? 23. "All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not."
All right, so all things edifies not, so you, that's why you have to make sure that when you got the young mind, don't try to get them off into a whole lot of things until you first lay their foundation on the Torah keeping and their duties. Make sure that foundation is set. See, when you set that foundation with them before you expand off into other things, you know, make sure they got this thing, that you cannot sit down at the table of Yahuwah and tables of death. That was you can't do that. Otherwise, Yahuwah said you can't do it. So if you continue to commune at the tables of death, you can always be held back what's coming to you. And that's why you have to be able to show them sound, that your company can be companies of devils. And then we'll find out later on what that means by company of devils. Now, Mother Zia of Israel, let's come back now to Baruch chapter 4 and pick up verse 22 down to verse 29. Baruch 4, 22 to 29. What does it say there, Mother Zia of Israel?
Baruch chapter 4, verse 22 to 29. Verse 22. "For my hope is in the everlasting, that he will save you, and joy is come unto me from the righteous one, because of the mercy which shall soon come unto you from the everlasting our salvation, our Savior. Verse 3, 23. For I sent you out with mourning and weeping, but Yahweh will give you to me again with joy and gladness forever. 24. Like as now the neighbors of Yahweh have sent, so shall they see shortly your salvation from our Yahweh, which shall come unto you with great honor and brightness of the everlasting. 25. My children, suffer patiently the wrath that is come upon you from Yahweh. For thy enemy has persecuted you, but surely you shall see his destruction and shall tread upon his neck. 26. My dedicated ones have gone rough away and were taken away as a flock caught of the enemy. 27. Be of good comfort, O my children, and cry unto Yahweh, for he shall be remembered of him that brought us these things upon you. 28. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so being returned, seek him. 10 times 29. For he that has brought these plagues upon you shall bring you everlasting joy again with your salvation.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 25 again.
25. Baruch chapter 4, verse 25. My children, suffer patiently the wrath that is come upon you from Yahweh. For thine enemy has persecuted you, but surely you shall see his destruction and shall tread on his neck.
Yes, man. You know, I get happy when you can hear in the book what medicine to give to the people of Israel. He said, now you're clear why you're in this condition. He's not on the right track. Why don't you seek him now? You got to seek him 10 times more. Because you're just that far behind up under the other nations. According to what we just got to read, which is the enemy, which is the devil. Yeah. I mean, it just is plain that the problems that we have, even with, you know, trying to figure out things, that's why I say you got to make sure either your company be uplifting. If you got a company with you always, a negativity will wipe off on you, and that will break down the best of them. So you got to keep yourself in an upbeat relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Upbeat relationships. Not every time that it's always bickering and back and forth. That'll take away and bring problems on your body and your mind that'll cause you problems that you can avoid if you play by the rules and regulations of the Bible. Now, let's go back to Brother Makai and see if we get up a little bit more. So far, we got a little bit of good stuff going. And go back to Brother Makai, teach out of Camp 1, up and coming, on the way. But we want to take a look at some things because it's very important to understand something. He said, now, I'm going to raise you from the dead. I'm going to get you up. The things you just found out you got to do, you just ain't going to get you up without you seeking him 10 times more than he's going to raise you from the dead. So you mothers that see the grandbabies around, You got to sit the grandbabies down and show them what's going to befall them in the time to come. You got to your personal things to the side and look at the youth and get in where you fit in it. But keep one thing in your mind, and Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3, first there above Micaiah. We'll come right back to that second answer. But understand, when you get in the position that's going to be coming, Paul was talking to the northern kingdom. He said something to him about Micaiah in the 12th chapter, 1, 2, and 3. What did he say?
The book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Verse 1 reads, I beg you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of Yahuwah, that you present your body a living sacrifice, right, acceptable unto Yahuwah, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahuwah. Verse 3, for I say, through the mercy given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahuwah have dealt to every man the measure of faith, belief.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, when you're in that position, to step up to help the youth that's come behind you. You know, don't get the big head. And understand something. It is your reasonable choice, your reasonable, we say your reasonable what? Service. Thank you, Brother. It's your reasonable service. Because one thing about it, if you're able to help check mine, Yahuwah will look at that as a point for you, because the book got to stop sooner or later with this mindset that the youth have today. And that's why it's so important to understand something, that you got something written. Let's precept that, Brother Micaiah. It's on to the book of Esther. Because Esther, you know, she had the beauty, you know, the Coca-Cola bottle up under that garment and all that old good stuff. And sometimes you can let that mirror take you away from the reality. The reality. In the book of Esther, we're going to see what it says when you get yourself in that position where you can help others. Sometimes you have to have a reminder. And let's see what it says in Esther chapter 4. And we'll pick it up at verse number. We'll pick up verse number 11 just to make it sound good. 11 down to 14. We're in the book of Esther, chapter 4, page 11, down to verse number 14. What does it say? I'm about to tell you what. Read verse 15. 11 to 15. That's pretty good, that, Brother Micaiah. Esther, chapter 4, verse 11 through 15. That's my final verdict to you on the clock. Come on.
The book of Esther, chapter 4. Verse 11 down to 15. Verse 11 reads, all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come into the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. Verse 12. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Verse 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with yourself that you should escape in the king's house more than all Yada Judah. Verse 14. For if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then should there enlargement and deliverance arise to Yada Judah from another place. For you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who know whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Verse 15, and Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer.
Well, sometimes you got to be reminded that, listen, your creation from the loins of the children of Israel, sometimes you got to be reminded that I don't care how high you get, if you forsook doing the works of letting your redeemer of service be, how you going to advance and put Israel back on track. You might get a rude awakening. You might be way up in air, just like what that sister name that just is on the news a little while ago. I don't know when, called Whoopi Goldberg or whatever they call it. She get around the other nations, and all of a sudden she she gonna speak freely on some things that by her seniority that you think that's it. But the little blanket statement she made, which it was true, got her a suspension. And now she got a rude awakening. So sometimes by them not, when you're breaking away from the root and don't know what the root is, but all on your mind, I made it to that one-eyed Satan broadcast, and now I can skin and grin with the other nation. Uh-huh. You know, and all of a sudden, reality hits you. Now your neck got one of them, what you call them, the dummy necks on it, can turn all the way around. Mm. So now you got a rude awakening. And that's going to happen to those that continue to think because you can find your $10 and forsook your people. And then you just can run back and say anything and get your paycheck. So now you got a rude awakening now. So now she got to reevaluate all that she have. It don't got away from her. But now she's thinking to herself, I didn't know that they feel like that. Okay, good. But that's why we have to raise ours up to understand something.
Yeah.
Who we are. But we got to know who we are and what our responsibility. Because you mess around and get in a position where now you are stressed out real good, don't forget about loving your brother and your sister with your neighbor, which is the children of Israel. Don't forget that. Because you'll get a rude awakening, and then you will get a little stress where you see that you got to look at them four walls until they tell you that you can come on back to have a broadcast. Yeah? So now you got a rude awakening now. See, but why do you got to keep going through these things to get this rude awakening? And we come on airway 6 nights a week. You're like the WCC, they like told us, just pass the message. No, you're not going to see no more how many in the room, how many there. Hey, we're not going to help you skin and grin knowing you don't cross the line. See, you don't cross the line, seer. So we're not going to tell you nothing. Well, I understand that. We know you're going to show your ass sooner or later, any way you can. So you got to understand that. That's why you tell you, see, right, you got to come on back to this book. And then one day up the road, we'll be able to rewind the hand that they don't play and then do what we got to do in time to come. But we ignore that until you get your reality check. Okay? Now, come on back, Brother Makai. Let's come on back now to and get that what verse we're looking at. You don't get a reality check sooner or later, you can go on and on with these stories, but sooner or later you'll recognize your only thing that you was created to do to get your peoples out of this condition they in, and that's by understanding what condition they in and where you can get in, where you fit in there to help them to bring Yahweh into the picture. He ain't coming to pitch with your mindset you got now. Forget that. Come on back, Brother McKay. Where we at, bro? About, what, 26 or 30 somewhere? Where we at? Give me some more. Let's see what we can do with a little bit more.
We're at verse 24.
Okay.
Okay. The book of Sacanesis, chapter 2, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, "Obey still, O my people, and take your rest, for your quietness shall come." Verse 25, "Nourish your children, O you good nurse, establish their feet." Verse 26, "And for the service whom I have given you, there shall not one of them perish, for I will require them from among your number." Verse 27, "Be not weary, for when the day of trouble and heaviness cometh, others shall weep and be sorrowful, but you shall be merry and have abundance." Verse 28, "The nations shall envy you, but they shall be able to do nothing against you." Verse 29, "My hand shall cover you, so that your children shall not see hell." Verse 30, "Be joyful, O you mother, with your children, for I will deliver you, says Yahweh." Verse 31, "Remember your children that sleep, for I shall bring them out of the sides of the earth and show mercy unto them, for I am merciful, says Yahweh Almighty."
Mm-hmm.
Look at verse 25 again and 30 and 31. Now, listen to what he's saying. He's saying some things to an old seer, old Ezra, to tell the mothers some things that got to be on the table. So he's saying something in verse 25 and 30 and 31. Listen to what he's saying. Listen to this real good. What he said again, Brother McKay.
Okay. The book of Sacanesis, chapter 4, 25, 30, and 31. Verse 25 reads, "Nourish your children, O you good nurse, establish their feet." Verse 30, "Be joyful, O you mother, with your children, for I will deliver you, said Yahweh." Verse 31, "Remember your children that sleep, for I shall bring them out of the sides of the earth and show mercy unto them, for I am merciful, says Yahweh Almighty."
Mm-hmm. So you see what he's saying, as a tale of the mothers, you got to get away from that one-eyed Satan and that "I love Lucy" all night, all day long. How many times Luke and Laura jumped the fence? And you got to come up with some good things that's written for the youth to come up. You got to teach them the culture of the children of Israel. So the great responsibility on the mothers with the grandbabies, the offspring, the school to come and get the young youth prepared. So we got to really focus in on the bigger picture, you know, and put ourselves to side and understand that they got to be taught the word of Yahweh. You mothers, you must teach the offspring of the sons and daughters. You have to put that on your top priority because it's going to happen. So keep that in your mind. So you got to keep that in your mind. Brother McKay, back up to 2 Ezra chapter 2. Now, where we are? That's all we had anyway, ain't we? We got some more left?
No, sir.
We ain't got no more in that?
No, sir. Not right there.
That's all we got up in there. Okay, good. So we clear that some things that we got to do. We got to do some things. And so now we have to get them prepared to do some things. So, and that's a great thing. Because the nations is going to show you where that a lot of things that you're doing is not going to work. Let me go to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2 and 16. Brother McKay, Proverbs chapter 19 and 16. Brother Micaiah.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs 19, verse 2 and 16. What does that say?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 2 and verse 16. Verse 2 reads, also, that the person be without knowledge, it is not good. And he or she that hates
it. Let's stop right there. So he's saying the person, which means a soul, that means a body, that means you. If you is without knowledge, it's what?
The person that's without knowledge, it is not good.
It's not good if you don't have knowledge. He said, a person without knowledge is not good. It's not good. See, it's not good. So that's big talk. Now, we got to find out what he's saying. A person without knowledge is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let's go to Sirach 19:19 at Brother Micaiah. Let's give me a precept in the Bible. What are you trying to say? So remember one thing. When you're trying to bring the youth up, you can't use the Ma and Pa of, well, this was grandpa, this was my mother did, this was I did. No, see, this is where it's going to always keep us at our imperial and on what we did. But it's some more information that we need to know. But you got to precept your Bible and see. Is there a person without knowledge? What is he trying to say? Sirach 19:19, Brink.
Book of Sirach, chapter 19, verse 19. Read. The knowledge of the Torah instructions of Yahuwah is the doctrine teaching of life. And they that do things that please him shall receive the fruit of the tree of immortality.
Did you hear what he's saying? Did you hear what he's saying? So the knowledge, he's not talking about the knowledge you get from the world, see, right? You're not going to get no knowledge from the world, but they're going to tell you, you don't need nothing but the Paul's right. You don't need, the only thing you know about the Bible is John 3:16. That's all you need to know about the Bible. See, and this is what we're trying to tell you, and the youth be knowing something wrong, but they can't put their thing on it. And because you're going to show them where everybody is everybody, how everybody is everybody, and we paying to everybody. Ain't nobody paying nothing to you. See? You ain't receiving nothing. Everything you got going to their hand. So how is, see, that's why they have to know that a person without the knowledge of what, according to Sirach 19:19, what it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 19, verse 19. The knowledge of the Torah instructions of Yahuwah is the teaching of life.
You see that? You see that? That is the, they call it the missing link. It's the knowledge of the Torah instruction. That's what we do not teach our youth. Because we don't have it. We teach them about what grandmama did and what I did and how I messed up or how I'm in my position. But we never teach them about the Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important about the school, is to teach them about the Torah instruction. See? We got to teach them that. Why so? Second Ezra chapter 9, 37, Brother Micaiah. Why so? Why we got to teach them the Torah instruction? Why so? Let's see what can we read why. Second Ezra chapter 9, verse 37.
Book of Second Ezra chapter 9, verse 37. Verse 37 reads, notwithstanding the Torah instruction, perish not, but remaineth in his force.
The first five books, it remain in full force today. But Christianity, Islam, Judaism tell you it's done away with. You see that? It tells you don't need nothing but Paul's writing in John 3:16. And now you just read that what the instruction that was told about the first five books, which is the foundation coming out of 11:3 of Psalms. If your foundation be destroyed, what can you do? Then you know the Torah instruction is at full strength even at this day. See, that's in your aim. That's what you got to get in your youth. You got to understand what the man said then, he means now. Let's get a case in point. Sister D.T., Israel. Let's look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 down to verse 8. I'm really focusing in on 7 and 8, but you got to get all the way to get all the good stuff in there to get to 7 and 8. And watch what he says on the right side of the book. Beloved, come make a bound. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 down to verse 8. This is what he says that we all can follow along and keep your eye on verse 7 and 8 real careful. Come on.
All right. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 down through 8. All right. 2, verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments, the Torah instructions. Verse 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, the Torah instructions, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Yahuwah perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment, for instruction unto you, commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment, the Torah instruction, is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Verse 8. Again, a new commandment, Torah instruction, I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth.
Yeah. So he says, everything I'm telling you that he's saying, because when he was talking, the only book he had was the book of the Maccabees, the 14 books were taken away from you in 1885, and Malachi back to Genesis. All these was writings that were done 10 to 20 years after that. Everything they was pulling from the left side of the book. And they all were pointing back, if you want to know what to do today, look back at the Torah instruction of your foundation. But Christianity, Islam, Judaism have told you, you don't need none of that anymore. You see what I'm happening? Mm-hmm. And that's why youth is in the condition they're in today.
Yeah.
See? And that's what I want to say, what it's called. The New Testament, but it's continuation of writing. Because everybody was pointing back to, I'm not telling you nothing new. You're telling you go way back and read what he said. And chapter 4, what did he say in Genesis 2, 1, 2, and 3? Let's see if we can read that, chapter 4. Let's see if we can read Genesis chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. He said, whatever I'm telling you, you can go right back on the left side of the book and read it for yourself. Ain't nothing new on the table. Genesis 2, 1, 2, and 3. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Bring it.
Genesis 2, verses 1 through 3, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yahuwah ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Verse 3, and Yahuwah blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Proverbs now of Detroit and look at Proverbs chapter 8. Let's look at verse 10 through 14, 17 and 36. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 10 through 14, 17 and 36. Let's see what that says. Come on.
Proverbs 8, 10 through 14, and 27 through 36.
Verse 17 and 36. Proverbs 8, 10 through 14. Skip down to verse 17 and verse 36.
Proverbs 8, verse 10. Receive my instructions and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. Verse 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Verse 13. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy. And the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. Verse 14, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Verse 27, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depths. Verse 36, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his whole person. All that they hate, all that hate me love death.
Mm-hmm. The person is the soul you. He said, when you sin against me, he said, guess what? You love death. So when you sin against this man, and that's why you got to be clear to tell the youth, when you sin against this man with all this power, you know what you love is death. Is that what he just said? Is that what he just said? You love death. Mother E, let's run to Romans chapter 6. He said, if you sin against me, you know, you love death. You know, if you really look at that when you're telling the youth to come, the grandbabies to come, you know when you stand against this man with all this power, you love some death. So, no, I don't love no death. Well, if you don't love no death, then you make it your business to, I mean, slow it down on sinning against it. See, that got to be instilled in the youth. When you sin against your mighty one, you love death. Nobody loves death, but nobody have now been taught this book that, but they're going to be taught now. So, Mother, look what it says, Mother, look what it says in Romans chapter 6. And we're going to look it down, take it down from 12, Romans 6, verse 12. Down to verse 18. Listen real good what he got written in Romans chapter 6, verse 12 down to 18. Mother E, Romans chapter 6, 12 to 18, you want to talk to Mother?
Look at Romans chapter 6, verse 12 to 18. Verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Verse 13. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto Yahweh as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as unrighteousness unto Yahweh. Verse 14. But sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Verse 15. What then? Shall we sin? But because we are not under the law, the commandments, but under grace.
Hold it up, mother. Just read where you say it, because this is what they're going to put on you, and they'll point toward doing away with the Torah instruction, and the Torah instruction we just got to read, it is for life. So that law you're talking about is another law, and that's why we got to be clear on how to bring that verse out. Just read the way you see it, and we'll go in there, because this is a strength verse. This is a strength verse right here. Right here, they'll put this verse on you right here, and then they'll tag your whole class up. So, but we're going to come back and visit this verse, verse 14, just skip down to verse 15, and we're going to visit verse 14 again. But we're going to show you how they're going to go at this verse, and then we're going to show you exactly how you deal with it. What do you say? Skip down to verse 15. Down 18, come up.
Romans chapter 6, verse 15. What then? Shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, under grace, Yahweh forbid. Verse 16. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself service to obey, his servant, you are to him whom of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Verse 17. But Yahweh be thankful that you were the servant of sin, but you have obeyed from the mind that from the doctrine which was delivered you. Verse 18. Being then made free from sin, you became the servant of righteousness.
So see that. So now, see that big talk right there. That's great big old talk. So you see, this is where the world gonna go, and they're gonna deliver you up. But that's why they come on this broadcast humble, because we know where they're going to go. They're going to go read verse 14, 15, 18 to you, and they're going to put handcuffs on you and take you to jail and run in front of your students with verses like that. It'll cost you up. But if you take heed, you'll be able to hear these verses and say, and I'm glad you went there, and now I'm trying to show you how to get in and get out of the verses right there. Read verse 18 again. Look what it says here. See, look what it says here in verse 18.
Romans chapter 6, verse 18. Being made free from sin, you became the servant of righteousness.
You see that? When you made free from sin, you became a servant of righteousness. See, that's what I like about this right here, because we know one thing, this ministry got an unction to bring this thing out. We'll take care of all that. But when you sum it all up, what do that mean, Muggy, in verse 23? Sum it all up in verse 23.
Verse 22. Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
For the wage of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So the price you're going to pay by sin against him, it's going to be what again, Mother? What's the price you're going to pay about sin against your mind? What's the price, according to verse 23? What's the price you're going to pay?
sins against
just read
sins against Yahweh is death.
The
wages of sin is death.
That's right. Exactly right. The price you're going to pay by sinning against this man, when it's all said and done, it's going to be death. That's what he's saying. So when we read, although we're going to come back and have a high learning institution called Voices of a True Israelite, we're going to visit verse 6, 14, 15, 18 again. And see, because we know that's where they're going to go. And remember, your students will be watching you to be able to, when the game and the Bible stoppers come, because they'll come off the world just to get a notch on a book about, I came over there and I took them down. Because I dropped that 6, 14, 15, 18, it couldn't be out of money. But you'll have it on tape 61 or 62. You'll have it on tape. All you got to do is study it, because they're definitely going to go there on you. And when they go there on you, you're going to be grinning from ear to ear. But you're not going to learn it in no institution. You're not going to learn it. So until a boss will teach you that, them birds are right there, it's going to hang out there like a cheap skirt. Okay. Let's run to First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. This verse is real busy. And that's why we always tell you one thing. If you miss a class, you miss a lot. And the teachers, up-and-coming teachers, you got to have this right. Because they're going there on you. And we can tell you, you're going to kind of nudge them to go there. And that's a great thing. But then you both take care of some business up on the banner of Yahuwah. Mother, what it says in 13, verse 6?
13, verse 6. Rejoice not in iniquitous sin, but rejoice in the truth.
Read that again.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. Rejoice not in iniquitous sin, but rejoice in the truth.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, is that? He said, don't rejoice in sin. Don't rejoice in sin. He said, if you want to do some rejoicing, rejoice in the truth. That's how you want to rejoice. Rejoice in the truth. 2 John. And let's see, let me help people at the first there, Marie. So he said, now, if you're going to rejoice, don't rejoice in sin. Oh, I had such a nice time. What did you do at it? What did you do? I got away and I got a chance to rejoice in. But that sin, you just got to rejoice in. So you didn't rejoice in the word of Yahweh. You rejoice in sin. Mm-hmm. Now, see, you rejoiced in sin, and he tell you don't do that. Let's go to 3 John, read 1, verse 3. Same, 3 John there, Mother. We're going to find out something along the way to find out something. And 3 John, verse 3. So, you know, I had a lovely time. Oh, yeah? What were you doing? I got a chance to get away, and you really enjoyed yourself, huh? Mm-hmm. So you rejoiced in sin. That's what you just did. And he's telling you, rejoice not in sin. But guess what? Our mind is developed to where it points that what he tells us not to do, we have more pleasure in not doing. Doing what he tell you not to do. He tell you don't rejoice in sin. And guess what we'll do? We'll rejoice in sin in a minute. And love doing it. But he tell you not to do it. I wonder who's right. 3 John 3:3, what does it say?
3 John 1:3. Okay. 1 John 1:3. Okay, that sounds good. I'll tell you what, give me 2 John 1:4 and 3 John 1:3. You make a notice on this good stuff. I mean, I'm hearing things here. I'll be writing it to me. I'm taking something. I'll be writing just as it's given to me to be writing. And I don't have nothing cooked up for you. Hold on. Let me clean up what I'm on. Second John, 1 verse 4. Then when you leave 1 verse 4, then we go on to 3 John 1:3. There you go.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to do this. We're going to do
2 John 1:4.
Hold on. I'll throw something in there. I'm gonna throw verse 6 in there too. Matter of fact, I'll 4-6. Just take it 4-6. Since I'm stumbling all around and I'm trying to get a little peep at it, I tell you what I want you to do is take that 2 John 1 and the ticket. Hold down at verse 6. That's good enough. 2 John 1:4, 5, and 6. Come on.
Book of 2 John 1:4-6. I rejoice greatly that I found of the children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. 5. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we have from the beginning, that we love one another.
Verse 6.
And this is love, that we walk after the Torah instruction. This is the commandment that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it.
That big said, Mohin, pretty big, but that's so he said, like we say, it's no better joy when you're able to educate minds that's coming behind you. To show them how to get them walk right. And they walk for the style of the foundation of the Torah instruction. That's where they walk. But if you put them off into the school establishment, at home, and you send them with grandma into them Catholics and public churches and stuff like that, Christianity, they're going to be looking. That preacher going to lose them. They're going to drag them off. They drag them off to death in the mind by going to Christianity, Islam, Judaism, place of Satan worshiping. Exactly what it is. You're going to lose them. That's why we got a big job ahead of us. So they're all, this is the joy, is to tell your offspring to walk off in the Torah instruction. 5 books. But you know what they're going to tell you? Oh, that's done away with. You don't need that no more. Because like we read in this verse, we're going to take care of a little bit later, that
all that we don't need because that done away with and all that good stuff, they're gonna drop that on you. Have you confused? So it's up to you. Take heed now. We're going to lay it out for you. It's up to you to drink the truth. Matter of fact, now our mother in the third chapter, third John, since you might want to read 1, 2, and 3. That's good enough. What it says in 1, 2, and 3, because it tells you some good things. And this is what we want to happen to us and those that come in contact with us in that verse 2. And that verse 3 will seal the deal. What it says in 3 John verse 1, 2, and 3. What it say there, Mother E?
3 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Verse 1. The elder unto the well-beloved, Jesus,
okay,
whom I love in the truth. Verse 2. The love of which it will all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thou soul prosper. Verse 3. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren come and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth.
That's it, yeah, Mother. Look at verse 2 again. So look at the joy that John wants on the brethren. Look at the joy he wants and the prosperity he wants. But you go to these Christian church, prosperity is all you get in your pocket. And then you can walk around sneezing and falling all out and can't enjoy anything because they prosperity is totally from the Bible. Look at the Bible prosperity is ready in verse 2. Now look at the difference between, see, Christianity prosperity is to see somebody pull up in a limousine, bent all over, but his pocket got the mumps. You know? Jets. But look at the prosperity of the Bible in verse 2. Let's read about the prosperity of the Bible there, Mother E. What does it say about the prosperity of the Bible?
3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish it will all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as yourself prospers.
So we like to look the outward and all the glamour things, but the Bible wants you to prosper in your health. And that's why we're saying one thing. Make sure that you eat Yahweh's word first. Eat a lot of green foods. Take you 2 garlic.
That's right.
Take you 2 garlic daily. And eat a lot of green food with corn. Don't let nobody steer you off into that starch eating because you have no protection in your body with anything that somebody else got, because that corn is a protection for your body. Corn, green stuff, and spring water. Then you know about the most of everybody in all the camps, anointed camps, got that stepper machine. You got to check that blood up, because remember, as you get older, you don't get on that stepper for 3-4 minutes a day. You don't shake that blood up, your blood will get thicker and thicker. That's why the 2 garlic cut down real thin will help you out, but you still got to shake it up. You know, it's like a lot of people go to the hospital and get their blood turned. But we're saying that if you eat a lot of green food, spring water, cut you up 2 garlic, put it in, and get on that stepper machine about 3-4 minutes, shake that blood up a little bit, you'd be surprised how that old hip will feel. You know, sometimes you be, you know, your back all tight. You know why your back tight? We told you about the three exercises in the bed too, right? Told you about them. Three exercises in the bed. Huh? But you got to tell who in there, get out the way now. I need to stretch my arms all the way out, all the way in. That's step one. Step two, you pull your legs up, turn your legs over to your left, and turn your legs over to your right. And you feel all behind your back, you know, snap, crackle, and pop. God, dog, what is that? He said, well, you know what that is, that who I am. I'm snap, crackle, and pop on you. God, dog, I got to get rid of you. That's when I have your back all stiff. You got to get warmed up because you got to do some things here, right? Turn your legs over, then all of a sudden, put your legs back up and stretch them out. And raise them up one time until you can do two. And you'd be surprised when you get on your stepper machine and put them 2-3 minutes in. You know, if you got to wrap your ankles, wrap your knees, whatever. Because what you're trying to do is shake that blood up. Because one thing about it, you might have to, one, catch one of them old bad grandbabies or somebody, and all of a sudden, you know, if you run out and all of a sudden, God, dog, if I even make any kind of fast move, I'm going to fall right on my belly. See? I can't make no fast move. Fall down every time. Like I'm on ice. I remember. He said, he said, oh, well, you going with me? Come on in. He said, yeah, how can I go? You got to tie my shoes up. Tie your shoes up. Okay, go on, get on top of the ladder. Get on top of the ladder so I can tie your shoes up. And what you going to do? I got to lay out to tie your shoes up. And you got to get on the ladder. And you got to go step on the ladder. Tie your shoes up. You see that theory? So you see, it's so much we got to do to set the those to come. You know, tie my shoes up, go get the step ladder and get on top of the step ladder. And then get the roof, I can lay down on it and tie your shoes up. Because it can't bend down. Can't bend over. See, Roy, we got a lot of work to do. But I'll tell you one thing, it's going to be done because we're going to lead by example. You know, we're going to lead by example, see, right? And you can lead by example, too. Because to help others, you can't talk the talk. You got to walk the walk. Got it? Good. All right. Let's not get time for more religion, Charlotte. So let's go back and see what's going on, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go back and take a look at Peter. I'm coming back to that Romans chapter 6, verse 14, 15, 18. You know, I'm coming back with that because that's a strength. You know, that's a strength. We got you now on that one. Yeah, you ain't got nobody on that one. We got you now. That's a set-up trap for you, and we're going to take care of it soon. But Mother D of Israel, in the book of Second Ezra, he helped me out of what he said. He said something in Second Ezra chapter 1, verse 22 down to verse 27. Let's see what he says, Mother D of Israel, Second Ezra 1, 22 down to verse 27. Listen to what the minister spirit told old Ezra. He told him something. Second Ezra chapter 1, 22 down to verse 27. You on the clock, come on.
Second Ezra chapter 1, verses 22 to 27. Verse 22. Thus said the Almighty Yahweh, when you were in the wilderness and the rivers of the Amorites being parted and blaspheming my name. 23. I gave you not fire for your blasphemy, but cast a tree in the water and made the river sweet. 24. What shall I do unto you, O Israel, thou Yahda Judah? Wonders wouldest not obey me? I will turn me to other nations, and unto those will I give my name, that they may keep my statutes. Verse 25. Seeing you have forsaken me, I will forsake you also. When you desire me to be merciful unto you, I shall have no mercy upon you. 26. Whensoever you shall call upon me, I will not hear you, for you have defiled your hands with blood, and your feet are swift to commit manslaughter. They see. 27. You have not, as it were, forsaken me, but your own self, says Yahweh.
Hmm. So he says, you haven't forsaken me. He said, you mistake your own self. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, in the 78th chapter, mother, he said, let me tell you something. You're not, you know, see, stuff that we do, you're not forsaking him. You're forsaking your own self.
Mm-hmm.
See, he told you, matter of fact, give me 6 verse 9 of Micah. He said something in Micah 6, verse 9, there, mother, dear Israel. Make a little detour or what we just said. You know, I was going one direction. He said, no, see. You see, you got to let them know that you ain't forsaking me what you're doing. You're really forsaking your offspring. Because remember one thing, ain't nothing going to fall in their head until it's falling in your head to put it in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're really forsaking yourself. That's what he just said. In the book of Micah, chapter 6, look what it says in verse 8. Micah chapter 6, verse number 8. What does it say there, Mother Jesus Israel? Micah chapter 6, verse number 8.
Micah chapter
6,
verse
8.
He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what doest Yahweh require of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. He showed you what's good.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he has showed you, old man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, old man. He done showed you what's good, old man. Proverbs 8, verse 4. Proverbs 8, verse 4. He said, hey, old man. He done showed you what was good. Hmm? Look, we got it written in Proverbs 8, verse 4.
Come on. Yeah.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 4. He said, let me tell you something. I have shown you. And guess what? It's been passed down to. I showed you, old man, what's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 8, verse 4.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 4. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man.
Did you hear the man just say it? Unto you, old man, that's who my voice took. So now, then you have somebody get up and say, well, the voice came to me too. No, it didn't come to you. You ain't an old man, is you? That's what the voice come to. To you, old man, I call. See, old man got to step up to the plate. Then it can trickle down on the better half and the children. But you, old man, have I called. And matter of fact, he says in our 532, and we're going to see me bring in the elder for his closing statement. Let's see what says in Acts 532, Mother D.F. Israel. And we'll bring our elder in, get his closing statement. We'll get Mother Z in, and she's going to address this. We know it's a national audience. We just can't tell you who in the room, what's going on, because, like I said again, you know, hey, everybody going to do their part, and sooner or later, we're going to do our part. Sooner or later, you're going to figure everything out. Don't wait until you get you a Whoopi Goldberg. What her name? Whoopi Goldberg? A Whoopi? A Whoopi got a Whoopi. And now Whoopi looking at the high in the air, looking down, and saying, "You mean this happened to me?" I thought, "Yeah, I know you thought." And it's gonna happen to you too, cause Yahweh gonna force your hand sooner or later, cause he's gonna force their hand, just like the WCC is saying. You need to see who all in the room now, cause you don't get beside yourself, and we ain't helping you. Deliver us up. They ain't helping you no more because you ain't going to do it. And you going to cross the line. I know why we cross the line, because we waking up those all over the world and understand one thing. Got to take a look at this book again. What you've been taught, they're going to examine it, check it and hold up. It's up to you to take heed. What you reading now, Mother?
Acts chapter 5, verse 32.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did it say?
And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the righteous spirit whom Yahweh has given to them that obey him.
You see that? So you see, we are his witnesses. And so is the righteous spirit. But you're not going to get the righteous spirit unless you do what, Mother D. F. Israel?
Obey him.
That's it. You can't come up another way and think you can compete in the word of Yahuwah. Because the righteous spirit is not going to be around you because you don't obey the righteous spirit. You might hear everything they say, but then everything will get away from you. And because you don't obey the righteous spirit. It's only given to them that obey him. So if you're not obeying him, don't think that the righteous spirit is going to be anywhere close by you. But it's going to be a spirit by you, but it's going to be the spirit that is opposite of the righteous spirit. It's going to be a wrong spirit that's going to be troubling you, but you're going to think you all good. Because it got to be a troublesome spirit to each other you. That's the worship day on the first day of the week, Sunday. That got to be a spirit that's from Satan the devil, because the Bible supports the seventh day is the blessed day when the sun go down on Friday to the sun go down on Saturday. And if your mother, your grandparents, and your uncle, your daddy go on the first day of the week, they worshiping Satan the devil. Satan the one gave you the first day of the week. So all things going to come out of it, Satan brings Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is the wrong day of the week. Your mama leave the Bible at home.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetie. We're going to bring our elder and get his closing statement on tape number, whatever it is. I don't even see what year this is now, what tape it is. We see his, oh, okay. You got me that, okay, 61. All right, 61. Hey, yo, come on back and get your closing statement on tape 61. You're going to clock him up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and continue to thank all of you for attending our broadcast, which is called The Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that were open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday, the current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking it, just under a big lion, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you again see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful forgiver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh Live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words on any search line, Yahweh Radio Live, and after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also, once again, as I said before, using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject counselor or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any 12 programs of your choice. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Friday's program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. Now, doing a normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. Pal Talk will be listed under Ethnic Group. African American. Just once again, look for Voices of the True Israelite, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahweh's word is also working Free of Bible Education, and online to answer any questions of the discussed topics we have on the table would be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. And if Raw Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue teaching on Pell Talk. That will be with you all. So at this time, keep your Bibles open. Take notes. There's still a lot to learn. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, that's exactly right. It always a lot to learn because we come on this broadcast humble. Because there's a lot on the table, a lot on the table. A lot of lies got to be dealt with. But the only way you deal with the lies is on the table is through his word. It's through his word. Good enough. All right, now we got a portion of this, and I call it the best part of the broadcast. That's when the mother get in the microphone and let this national audience know, because we know it's a national audience, but we can't tell you who all in the room, because we got, you know, it's like they got a little black over the flashing, you can't see nobody, no numbers, no nothing. But that's okay. We don't have a problem with that. So one thing we do know, that this ministry is going to, it's not going to back up. It's going to go forward in that word. And people's got ear to ear. And I remember last night, we caught on that circle with them 12 tribes. And very important to understand something about these 12 tribes, exactly what the focus got to be in. So, and it takes yesterday, at the bottom part of Saturday, it made a lot of good statements in it. And so it was up to us to get on top of it. That's the one they're going to be trying to look in the youth space and teach them. They got to know some things. So one thing about it, put yourself back and look at the youth to come in your family and without your family, because we are a scattered nation that got to be pulled together as a nation. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Mother Z in, and she's going to address the national audience on whatever Almighty will put on her, and then we'll get back and start closing out and come back on again tomorrow at about 6 o'clock. That's what we'll do. But right now we're going by Mother Z. And we're going, and Mother Z getting ready to address this national audience about what the Almighty has put on her to tell you, national audience. So you meet the mothers out of Camp Warm with a loud voice, Mother Z. Tribe of Yahweh God Judah. Yahweh bless you,
see you right. Yahweh bless and keep you, Seer Israel, royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, I know you heard a lot, and you see a lot of things going on, and we want to help. The only way we're going to help is lead by example through this word. So what you got to tell this national audience about the Almighty's words, you on the clock, come on.
Well, I would just like to read for the national audience tonight, by reading that, St. John chapter 5, and we're going to start reading it. It's really a long chapter. I'm going to just read some of it. And I'm going to read verse 1 first. And maybe that'll get a national audience some idea of who's talking and what they're talking about. And it says, St. John chapter 5, verse 1, after this, there was a feast of Yahdah Judah, and Yahweh went up to Jerusalem. And I'm just going to skip down in the chapter, and I'm going to start reading. I'm going to read starting at verse 14, read down some. It said, afterward, Yahweh find him, said, unto him, behold, thus are made whole, sin no more, lest a wrongful thing come unto you. Verse 15, St. John chapter 5, verse 15, then the man departed and told Yahdah Judah that it was Yahweh which had made him whole. And verse 16, and therefore did Yahdah Judah persecute, Yahweh and sought to slay him because he had done this thing on the Sabbath day. Verse 17, but Yahweh answered him, my father worketh hither and my father's work, I don't know if that's hither or not, and works in verse 18, therefore being Yahdah Judah sought the most to kill him, because he not only had broke the Sabbath, but said also that Yahweh was his father, making himself equal with Yahweh. Verse 19, then answered Yahweh the son and said unto them, truly, truly, I say unto you, the son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the father do, well, what thing soever he does, then also do the son likewise. Verse 20, for the father loved the son and showed him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than this, that he may marvel. Verse 21, for as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son quickened who he will. Verse 22, for the Father judged no man, but committed all judgments unto the Son. Verse 23, and I'm going to stop reading here at 23, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honor not the Son honor not the Father which he have seen. Now, stop right here. This is just talking about, you know, the Father, he didn't do nothing. He just, you know, gave everything to his Son to do. And likewise, like it reads that, you know, the Son was said, he could do nothing of his own. He just do what the Father gives him to do. And this is what I would just like to leave with the national audience and say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh. That's right, Melvin. You're right. The Father gave all his instructions to his Son. And then, and matter of fact, what did his son do when he received all that instruction? Man, that's pretty interesting. Maybe we'll find out exactly what did his son do after he received all that information. What did he do? Pretty good. Maybe we'll find out what he did. Let's see. So the Father, the Son can do nothing without the Father. So then when the Son got it,
trying to find out what did he do with this thing. Let's see, can we run around Camp 4 and get a closing statement after we read 1, 2, and 3 of Revelation. Camp 4, Revelation 1, 1, 2, and 3. Let's find out what happened so we clear that the Father, Son said the Father can't do nothing. But let's find out one thing. When the Son get his hand on whatever the Father got to have to tell to man, what happened next? Revelation 1, 1, 2, and 3. Detroit, Michigan. 1, 1 down to verse 3 and a closing statement. Come on.
Revelation 1, verse 1 through 3. Verse 1. The revelation of Yahweh the Son, which Yahweh the Father gave unto him to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his ministering spirit unto his servant John. Verse 2, who bear record of the word of Yahweh the Father and of the testimony of Yahweh the Son and of all things that he saw. 3, blessed is he that readeth and that hears the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Mm-hmm. And keep them things that are written therein, for the time is at hand. So the Middle Spirit said that. I mean, from the Father, the Son, to the Middle Spirit, so the Spirit got his hand on it. We'll find out what happened next. Detroit, close the statement. You're on the block. Come on.
Psalms 97, verse 6. The heaven declareth his righteousness, and all the people see his honor. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Mm-hmm. Hey. All right. So we heard some good stuff out of that right there. So, and just wanted to run and see can we see what happened next, Sister DT, Israel. Now we got so this message is in the hand of the Memphis there. So now he got the knowledge from the Son, and the Son got from the Father. And according to Hebrews 2, 1 and 2, is what happened next? According to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. What happened next? Well, it's very interesting. So let's see what happened next. So he got it. He passed it on. No spirit got in this. So what did he do with it in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 and 2?
All right, Hebrews, the little word for Eber, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. All right, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And by the ministering spirits was steadfast. And every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward.
So the word that we'll receive was spoken by who again?
Angels, ministering spirits.
Mm, right. So they got their hand on it. And what do we say is in Acts 7, 51 and 53. Now, let's find out what word did he got in his hand that he's going to take down the man. What is he working with that we can read? Go to Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 53. What did it say there?
Okay. Acts 7, 50 and 51.
We'll make it all 7, 51 and 53. So now, what you just said, that what you just read, that the word was spoken by the angel, political ministers. We got that part. Now let's see what is said behind that in Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 53. What is that?
All right, Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 53, right? I hear you right?
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right. Okay. Acts 7:51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the righteous spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. Verse 53. Who have received the law, the Torah instruction, by the disposition of angels, ministering spirits, and have not kept it.
Oh, well, what did they bring down? A lollipop? Or they what did they bring down? A kiss on his cheek? What did them angels bring down there that we can read in that verse 53?
They brought down the law, the Torah instruction.
Ain't that something? You mean Christianity did not see that? We not up under the law. We up under grace. They said about they brought no grace down. They brought the law down, and you have not kept it. Now, this is after Yahuwah is down way up in heaven somewhere on the right hand. So, no. They brought down the law, the Torah instructions, to remind you about your foundation. That's what they brought down. Because before he left in 14, verse 12, in a closing statement, St. John, let's go to St. John, and we're going to see can we analyze this another time. But what it says in St. John there, for the DT. So now we find out it's in the hand of a medicine spirit, and he said he brought it down and gave it to somebody.
St. John.
They, and they have not kept it. So in 14, verse 12, can you help me out? But we got to find out something along the way of finding out something. What it says in 14, verse 12?
Saint chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
So he letting you know that he getting ready to leave.
Yes.
So that calling on him, now he just left you a great nugget. He left you a great nugget. What was that great nugget you got that's written in that verse 14 there? So the DT, what is he saying in that 14, verse 12? What is he saying? What is the Almighty Son saying that we can relate back to those that got in here? Break that verse down. I'm all ears. Come on.
He's saying, Yahuwah the Son is saying, he that believeth on me has great power to do great works, greater than he.
Is that what he's saying? Look at it again.
I believe
one more time. No.
He said, verily, verily. Okay, let me read it again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
What is he saying?
Mm-hmm.
What is he saying? He said, I'm going back to sit on the right hand of my Father. What is he saying there?
He's saying that for those who believe on me, the works that I do, the ones that believe on him, they shall do also.
What do you see in verse 14, the word those?
Okay. Well, he said he that believeth. He or she that believeth on me.
Where you get she out of that?
I said he.
I said, but where you get she out of that or those? Do you see those?
No. I'm gonna say he or she, he that believeth on me. We'll keep it like that.
Keep it exactly the way the scripture's saying, because he's leaving a message.
Okay.
Exactly what the next move is going to be, and it's written there in that 14 verse prayer. He's telling you exactly his plan as he goes back up to him right down the Father. So right there is his plan that he left for man to recognize his next move, although he'd be in heaven looking down. So the DT Israel, we'll leave it like that. Closing statement until we get back on again tomorrow. You on the clock, come on.
All right. Hallelujah. Wow. Great, great, great lesson. I think I want to read to the listening audience and thanking Yahweh, just thanking Yahweh for me, allowing me to be a part and all the things you've done for me, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Just thank you. So I'm going to go with Psalm 18. I will love thee, O Yahweh, my strength. Verse 2. Yahweh is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My Yahweh, my strength in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Verse 3. I will call upon Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Verse 4. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of unyakwali men made me afraid. Verse 5. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon Yahweh, and I cried unto my Yahweh, and he heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Bless this ministry. Bless the readers, the teachers, to the national audience. As the Seer has always said, we are not anti-anybody, but we are pro-Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. All right. Get on down the line. Mother. Hey. Mommy. Let's take a look at what it says, Mother. And Romans chapter 2, verse 8, 11 through 13, and a closing statement, Mother. Let's see what it says in Romans chapter 2, verse 8, 11. Down to verse 13. Let's see what it said there, Mother. Romans chapter 2, 11 down to verse 13, and a closing statement. You on the clock, come on. Mother E. Let's take a look at Romans chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. You on the clock, come on.
Book of Romans chapter 2. Verse 11. For there is no respect of person with Yahweh. Verse 12. For as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. Verse 13. But not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
So he's saying, so he made a little plane, and they got to where the law is no more, and he let you plane to know one thing. Guess what? Oops, he tell the northern kingdom that 99% of it is in the Roman Catholic Church. Is it? Do you know or not? They tell you the law is done away with, but guess what? Those that's done in the Roman Catholic Church, Baptists and Catholics and Christians and all that, everything. Paul just said, you know, you're going to be judged by that law. He said, That's what you're going to be judged by, the law. See that, see, Ray? So you better think about it. What you're going to be judged by? The law. Mother E, closing statement. How about that? You on the clock tomorrow.
I'm just going to read Psalm 51, verses 11 through 13. It says, cast me not away from their presence, and take not their righteous spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of their salvation, and uphold me with their free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yes, that's Mother Eve coming out of Camp Long. And she is up by saying, hold on, hold on. That's the famous words, tell you, hold on, Steve Ray. That's the Spirit telling you to hold on to what? The Torah keeper. Not just be a hearer of it, be a doer of it. That's the way it is. Now we run up to Mother D of Israel. And we'll look at St. John chapter 12, 46 through 50 in the closing statement. What it says in John chapter 12, verse 46 down to verse 50 in the closing statement. Mother, D.F. Israel, come on.
St. John chapter 12, verse 46 through 50.
Mm-hmm.
St. John chapter 12, verses 46, read, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. 47. And if any man or woman hear my word and believe not, I judge them not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world of Israel. 48. He that reject me and receiveth not my words has one that judges them. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge them in the last day. 49. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father, which sent me, he gave me a Torah instruction, what I should say and what I should speak. Verse 50. And I know that his Torah instruction is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
So the Son saying that what he speaks is what the Father gave him to speak. And then the Son said one more time, now, that what he's going to do. He says that he's going to do something in the closing statement that Mother E, I think Mother D.F. Israel, he said something he was going to do. And then I want a verse out of the 14th chapter of St. John, the closing statement. Let's see what he said that he was going to do. We read something they're going to do in that 14:12, but I want to get a backup on it in 16, verse number 7, and a closing statement. St. John 16, verse number 7. What do you say there, Moses? 16, verse 7.
St. John, chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
We can leave that right there. So he said, I'm going away. He said, but if I don't go, the comforter will not come to you. We'll leave that right there. Mother D up here is that closing statement. Mother McKay can tell me that that Second Maccabees 9 verse 12. Wait, no. What, 12 verse 9? Make it 12 verse 9? Had that waiting on me behind that statement, what we just got through here. Mother D up Israel, give me a closing statement now, come out.
Well, I want to read 2 Kings 16:17. This is what Yahweh have to do for us. Okay.
Okay.
2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, Yahweh, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Hallelujah, 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 Yahweh had to open our eyes.
Hallelujah, God. So that's what got to happen. Yeah, Yahweh got to open your eyes up, and he said, I'm telling you now. He said, I'm going back where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, Brother McKay, in 5:15 of the book of Hosea, he said something. He told Hosea something, too. What did he tell the Hosea, Hosea, in 5:15, Brother McKay? He made a 5:10, Brother McKay. What did he say? Because then he said he's going, let's see what he's going to do. Then we can read.
Book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early.
He said, I'm going to go watch him. He said, I left a whole lot of instructions down there. He said, I'm going to do, I'm going to just go and watch him. And then he says, the comforter will not come unto thee. In 1 Maccabees 12:9, what is he talking about? What comforter is going to show up at your door and knock, knock, knock on your door? Let's see what comforter going to come to you. In 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse number 19. What it
19?
Says in the
First Maccabees chapter
9 and 19. What that we can read in First Maccabees 12:9 and 19.
Okay, First Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9 and verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Now read. Therefore we also, howbeit, we need none of these things, for that we have the righteous book of Scripture in our hands to comfort us. Verse 19, and this is the copy of the letters which Onias sent.
So we got what it takes to comfort us. That's why we have to be clear. What comfort us there, Brother Micaiah, and verse 9, what would comfort us?
The Scriptures.
That's right. See, and in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, what do it say? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9.
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, know you not, it shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahuwah. But not be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Read that again. Take your time now, Brother McKay. What does it mean?
The book of 1 Corinthians, verse 9. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahuwah. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
So he said now, if you fall up on that category, what you got coming, according to verse, that verse again, you're not getting well, according to that.
You're not inheriting of Yahuwah.
You're not going to have the kingdom. So you're not getting the kingdom if you fit in there, right?
Right.
The unrighteous. But we tell it to the unrighteous. Yeah. Ain't that what he's saying, Brother McGuire?
What he's saying, he's talking to the unrighteous.
He's talking to the unrighteous. He said, now, Paul, you tell the unrighteous, do you know if you remain unrighteous, you're not getting into the kingdom? Opposite of that, let's precept that to Deuteronomy 6:25. So he said, Paul's saying, tell the unrighteous that, you're not getting in. And let's find out what is the righteous. Deuteronomy 6:25.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25. 25 reads, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible, before Yahuwah our Yahuwah, as he has commanded us.
So the unrighteous is not getting in, and what makes you what makes you unrighteous that we just can read, according to looking at Deuteronomy 6:25. He said, tell the unrighteous that you're not going to get into the kingdom of unrighteous. But then Paul pulled that from 6:25 of Deuteronomy. Break down 6:25 there, Brother Micaiah.
Book of Deuteronomy 6:25. 25 is telling you that if you do the Torah instruction, then you'll get the kingdom of heaven. You'll be able to enter the kingdom. So righteousness is to do the Torah instruction, the first five books of the Bible.
But suppose you don't do that.
Well, we know if you're not doing the Torah instruction, the first five books of the Bible, you fall under sin then. You're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. According to what we just got done reading in 1 Corinthians 6, 9.
No. Plain as that, huh?
Very plain.
Explain that. So, in the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 17, 18, says what? Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, says what? Bo-Makai. So we read, so Paul is telling the Corinthians, Northern Kingdom, you got to break that unrighteous what you're doing, because when you read 1 Kings 11 and 12, they broke away from the righteous, and they've been unrighteous ever since. He said, you want to figure out a way to return back to the righteous, Northern Kingdom, because you're not getting into the kingdom being unrighteous. And you know, 99, 99% of Northern Kingdom. 99% of them. They in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, if we don't figure out a way to get this word to them, then let them know all that effort you make, you're not getting into the kingdom. Because you're going to the Catholic Church far from the knowledge of the truth. So that makes you unrighteous because you do not keep the righteous Torah. So now, what are we reading now, Brother McKay?
Reading the book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 16 and 18. Verse 17 reads, "For the very true beginning of her is the desire of discipline, and the care of discipline is love." Verse 18, "And love is the keeping of her Torah instruction." First five books of the Bible. "And the giving heed unto her Torah instruction is the assurance of incorruption."
What is this saying? What is told to Solomon there, Brother McKay? What if Solomon was received and left and right? Write that down.
Well, he's telling you that if you have some discipline, in verse 17, the book of Wisdom, Psalm, verse 6, 17, he says, the beginning of a desire is discipline. But you will have some discipline is love. If you will have some love, it's keeping them Torah instructions, the first five books of the Bible. So ain't no love without doing the first five books of the Bible. But he said you got insurance if you do this. If you keep the first five books of the Bible, you have insurance to Yahweh that you are not dwelling in incorruption.
So what did Isaiah say in the 8th chapter, verse 16 and 20? What did Isaiah say? Because they got to be pulling these verses. They can't be just talking that right there because they didn't have no platform. It wasn't no platform to the right when they were speaking. So all of that been pulled. So what is pulled in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16 and 20?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 16 and verse 20. Verse 16 reads, "Bind up the testimony, covenant, seal the law, the Torah instruction, first five books of the Bible among my followers." Verse 20, "To the Torah instruction and to the covenant. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them."
What that mean by ain't no light in them in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, 3, in the closing statement? So if they don't use the Torah instruction, the left side of the book and the right side of the book is no light in. If you don't use both sides and connect them together, there's no light in. What that supposed to mean in 1 John 1, 5, 3, 8, in the closing statement? We'll catch you all tomorrow at 6 p.m. What does it say? 1 John 1, 5, 3, 8, and closing statement.
Say chapter 1, 5 through what? 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, make sure I heard that right. All right, the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, verse 5 reads, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare to you, that Yahweh is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Verse 6, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." Verse 7, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Yahweh the Son, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Verse 8, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us."
Bamakaya Israel, one of the teachers up and coming out of Camp One, told the statement, the flow is yours. Catch you all tomorrow at 6 p.m. Come on.
Yeah, well, thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, for my wife and daughters he has given me to raise up for him. Thank you, Yahweh, for the seer, for the elders and the mothers and the teachers, the BOT.